Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Miditam Dhena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah.
Somebody tell me one of the verses from the Shishupanishad that's stuck in your mind. Because it's got to mean something to you. I want to hear a realization from the verse. You heard it and you found something meaningful in it. Yes,
part where he was talking about he can run faster than everybody,
yeah.
And nobody can actually approach him. And only he can approach us. That's something I thought.
Nice.
That's kind of interesting.
Really nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What else? Did you hear in the Shishupanishad?
I like the part where you said I'm inside everything, but I'm also outside everything.
What made you think of that?
Well, it's kind of surprising because Krishna's within our hearts is Paramatma, and he's also outside everything, watching us. So
kind of amazing, huh? Wow, nice.
I like the part where it states that the pure devotee is asking Krishna to take away his effulgence.
Yeah, why do you like that part?
I'm not sure.
You know, I told the story last night, but I'll repeat it. These scriptures are so important. And Prabhupada gave them to the devotees very early. And so the new devotees started studying these scriptures. And just when the Americans started coming to India, and they got challenged in different places. So Chutananda Swami had just taken sannyas. He was in South India, and he got in a debate with one of the Brahmins down there who was a Mayavadi. And they were having a debate whether God was personal or impersonal. But because Chutananda Swami had memorized the Shishupanishad, and he quoted this verse, Hiranmayena Patrena Satyasya Pihitam Mukham Tatvam Bhushana Parenu Satyadharmaya Drishtaye. And he said, Mukham means face. It's right in the Shruti, in the Upanishads. So the person didn't have an answer for it. And the crowd went on the side of Achyutananda Swami and applauded that he had defeated this Mayavadi by this one verse. And so you can see how important it is to know the Shastra, because when we have faith and we're following a path, we have to know why. We have to know where we're getting the information from, who authorized it, and exactly what it says. It's a Siddhanta. You have to understand precisely what it is. So you can do that through understanding these scriptures and memorizing them. And then you have to be able to reproduce them, just like when a lawyer goes into the courtroom, he can't just say anything. He has to give case law and quote from precedent and say that there's this particular precedent, there was a case that was decided by a court many years ago, and this is what it is. He gives the case number, and this is what my legal theory is based on. So similarly, when you give spiritual theories, when you make a statement, you have to back it up with Shastra. And tell this, it says in the Bhagavad Gita, it says in the Shishupanishad. Otherwise, you won't be able to stand up in a spiritual circle and make a reasonable case. No advanced person will take you seriously if you can't do that. Mr. Utsahan, go ahead.
Same as Vrindavan.
Same as Vrindavan means?
Same point
as Vrindavan?
Yeah.
Very nice that you shared that. Yes.
I like the parts when they state new words.
What's that?
I like the parts when they state new words. Like today I learned one new word from the Shishupanishad.
What did it say? Stating the words?
No, I like the parts when they state new words.
State new words?
Yeah, vouchsafe.
Oh, you like to learn new words. We wrote one down yesterday, didn't we? Didn't we have a new one?
You wrote it down in the book.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Wait, I think I have it on.
Okay. Yeah, you like learning the new words?
Yeah, I have a new one.
Do you have a new one?
Yeah.
What do you got?
Ephemeral.
Ephemeral.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Who's got the chalk?
Me.
You got chalk?
Yeah.
Really? Looks like it's all in a cap or something. How come it's so hard to get chalk in this place?
No, I have chalk.
Is the rarest commodity. It's more expensive than gold in ISV because you can't get it. Chalk.
Okay, the word is.
And why is the board such a mess anyway? There should be a cleaner. Don't use your hand.
Uncongenial.
Is it uncongenial?
We could use a wet wipe.
I'll get it.
Look at the good handwriting. Appreciate that. Look at that.
Wow.
Uncongenial means? Tell them the definition. Uncongenial.
Not pleasant
or enjoyable. Okay, listen. What is uncongenial? This is going to be on the test in 5 seconds, so listen up. Uncongenial.
Not pleasant or enjoyable.
Not pleasant or enjoyable.
Not pleasant or enjoyable. Not proper or suited to a particular situation.
Not proper or suited to a particular situation. So, somebody use uncongenial in a sentence.
Is it an adjective?
Go ahead, sir.
I was gonna use the definition, but I can't.
Okay, give it a shot.
Uncongenial act caused a bad thing to happen.
Okay, Shweta.
The longer
chapter line was uncongenial. Yes? Uncongenial to what? To your sensibility?
No,
to your schedule?
Yeah.
It's uncongenial to your schedule.
And then what's the part after that?
Okay, yes?
The snow was uncongenial to swim.
The cold weather was uncongenial for swimming?
Yes.
Something like that. That works. The cold weather was uncongenial for swimming outside. Yes.
Well,
then
the 10 offenses are uncongenial to one's chanting.
Yeah, the 10 offenses are uncongenial to one's chanting. When Krishna stole butter from the gopis, it was uncongenial for the gopis. Yes, sir. Nimai?
Uncongenial people are so mean that they can be in the mode of ignorance.
Uncongenial people are so mean that...
That
what?
In the mode of ignorance.
That we should consider them in the mode of ignorance. You look pretty serious about that, too. Yes? Wait, we got two more here.
Well,
it's not real loud chatter, but there's a lot of talking going on. Okay, go ahead.
Three modes of material nature are a notorious and uncongenial hindrance to devotional service for Godhead.
Okay, say it again. Stand up and say it. Stand up. And say it like you're giving a speech.
The three modes of material nature are a notorious and uncongenial hindrance to devotional service for Godhead.
Put the cartwheels down. And use your hands like this when you talk.
The three modes of material nature are a notorious and uncongenial hindrance to devotional service for Godhead.
Very good. Everyone got uncongenial? You got another one for that?
Oh, yeah. Material life is uncongenial to spiritual life.
The material world is uncongenial to spiritual life?
Yeah.
Okay, tell us more about the word. Where does it come from?
Latin. Of course. Okay.
Anybody here speak Latin?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Agueta speaks Latin.
Well, I learned Latin in school.
You learned Latin in school?
Really?
You guys are getting a real education here. Okay, let's hear what it means. Where does it come from?
I learned Latin.
Okay, so
Piglot is Latin.
Piglot.
Con, genie, like for
genius,
and all.
Genie. Wait, where does it come from, though?
From Latin.
This looks like an ad for some pants here. Now you got your trunk. Don't you have like a red? This is thesaurus.
Where's it? Come here.
Thanks.
That is a compass that everyone's
I'm dying here without my phone. Anyway, what can be done? Does somebody have a dictionary app, please? Instead of these cheap ones online, don't say anything.
Wikipedia.
More verses from... What other verses did you hear from the Shirish Upanishad that stuck with you? If you can hear me, raise your hand.
What?
If you can hear me, raise your hand. 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 Okay. A couple more. What other verses stuck with you from the Shirish Upanishad? Yes.
Oh my Lord, please remember all that I have done for you. Usually we never ask for anything to God, but why in this particular line we are praying to Krishna that to remember everything God has done?
That's a question. Well, Prabhupada says right in the purport that
Krishna is the ultimate goal of a pure devotee, and devotees that have like some adulterated version, they don't have that exact same goal that pure devotees have.
Okay, good. All right, so now, last part. You're going to set some goals for the new year?
Yeah.
Do you have some in mind already?
Clean up the house before.
Any that you want to share? You want to clean up the house? When?
Help clean up the house.
Okay. Let's talk about some of your goals for the new year. Okay, hold on. Let's listen. On Sundays? Nice. Okay, so they made a plan to sit together and practice kirtan. But sometimes when we don't have the kids kirtan here on Sunday. Nice goal. Very good. It's nice too that they're working together. Because then when you make goals with some of your friends, you make a team, then it makes it really powerful. You have some goals? Your dad's going to bring you a mandanga?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I need to practice the mandanga.
So you're going to practice mandanga?
Yeah.
Every day? Whenever you can?
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. More goals you have? What else?
Because there's a dance guy, and he said he can do 100 times because he's getting disturbed.
Yeah. Haruka, what's he saying?
He's saying that there's a person living downstairs and he tells them to be quiet.
That's been going on since 500 years. People didn't like Lord Chaitanya and Sri Vasangam chanting too loud either. They told Sri Vas they're going to float his house down the Ganga. But did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stop chanting?
No.
No. Do we ever stop chanting?
No.
What if they put us in jail? Do we stop chanting?
No.
Darn right, we never stop chanting. That's it. Yes.
Practice mandanga and do some mischief.
What's that?
Practice mandanga and do some mischief.
Practice mandanga and do some mischief. Okay. That's your goal. Yeah. What's your goal?
I don't
know how to
do
what?
I don't know how to do a single thing.
What did he say?
He's not going to do a single thing.
Yeah, you should play at least some.
We're talking about making goals for the new year.
Not working.
See, if you don't have a goal, you don't have a goal to shoot for. I was walking down the street today from the park, and I saw up near the park, these people, they put outside their house a basketball bucket, you know, where you can... And as soon as people see that, they want to start throwing balls in there. If it wasn't there, no one would even think of it, right? So the same way, until you put a goal up in your life, then there's nothing to shoot for. So you have to have some ideas of what you're going to do that makes some goals. Yes?
Memorize at least 15 shlokas of the Isha Upanishad.
You're going to memorize?
At least 15 shlokas.
Why not just make it 18 and get it over with? Yeah, very good. 15 shlokas? Okay. Good. And here we got, is that a weight still writing? Clean up house. Oh, he's writing everybody else's. Very good.
Thanks for
the take a few more. Yes.
My goal is to improve the quality of my rounds.
Oh, yes. Very nice. Improve the quality of rounds. This is good. Make sadhana goals, right? Do you have ideas about how to do that?
Keep extra time
for chanting. I like that a lot. That's very good. Gita?
The seventh, I'm trying everyone to memorize the seven.
We can't hear up here if you're all talking back there. Okay, go ahead, Gita.
I'm trying to memorize the seventh and ninth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita.
You already memorized the fifth, right?
Eight.
You memorized eight, so?
Seven,
six.
Nine.
What is 6 to 3 to 7?
7, 8, 9.
7, 8, 9. You can't get anything over on you guys. Okay, very good. So 7 and 8, you're going to... 7 and 9. So then you'll be able to do 7, 8, 9. Okay. That's good. Yes, Niharika.
I was
going to
say the same thing as Linda, also improve the quality and consistency of chanting.
Quality and consistency of your chanting.
Yes,
sir. Okay. What do you got? I think that they have the goal to do some mischief too. Balaram?
Get wampers for the temple.
What?
Get wampers for the temple.
Get wampers for the temple.
What are wampers?
We have wampers, we just hide them. Okay, who hasn't gone yet? You haven't? So what's your goal?
I wanna practice my kirtals and...
Practice kirtals.
Do some mischief and... I forgot the
third
thing.
I don't think you have to put mischief on your goal list. You just do it automatically. It's spontaneous.
You also memorize the whole Isha Upanishad.
Memorize the whole Isha Upanishad. Okay, that's good. Yes?
Study chanting.
Steady. Steady chanting. Well, when you study chanting, then it makes you more steady. Yes?
I want to eat less prasadam and save it for more pure devotees.
Don't eat as much prasadam and save it to give to pure devotees?
Save it for pure devotees.
Save it for pure devotees? But if you eat prasadam, then you'll become a pure devotee just by taking it. All right, we're going to take three more, and we're starting with you. Because you look so enthusiastic. You play the piano? And you sing Hare Krishna at the same time? That's amazing. We're going to have to hear you sing with sing on the piano. Do you have an electric piano? Like a Casio? Or do you have a big grand piano with strings on it? You have a piano in your house? Can we all come over and listen to you play? Say yes. Okay. All right. Two more. Yes.
I want to be better at math.
You want to be better at math?
Yeah.
How will you do that?
Learning algebra.
Learn algebra, but how are you going to get better at it?
Practice.
Practice?
Yeah, 2 hours a day.
2 hours a day practice. He's going to practice algebra 2 hours a day. That's pretty good. Okay, so last one.
Learn how to tune the madanga.
That's good, we need that. So, I just recommend that you write these things down. You don't get to go, you say yours.
We already did.
Chant as much as possible.
Chant as much as possible, okay. Good? Okay, go ahead.
Me?
Yeah?
Do the Guru Puja every day.
What you gonna do? Learn how to do Guru Puja or sing the Guru Puja or what?
Guru Puja every day.
That brings another point. We talked about learning puja, right? Because for the new year, I'd like to have a class for teach everybody how to do artik and puja. How many of you know how to do the artik perfectly? Have you learned it all the way from beginning to end? Would you like to have a class on how to do an artik?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll start right now. You write up in the top corner the order in which you offer the articles, okay? So the first thing is a conch. So the conch, you have to learn how to blow a conch. Does everybody know how to blow a conch?
Yeah.
You
yes,
sure?
I can yeah. I can
move.
I can
blow too loud and my mouth gets too annoyed.
All right.
The key is
okay,
to put
number
loud.
One. Okay, if you can hear me, raise your hand. Can you hear me? Raise your hand. Okay. What's the second thing you offer after a conch?
Incense.
Okay.
While you're ringing the bell.
Okay. What do you offer after incense?
Lamb.
Okay. What about after the lamb?
Water.
You all agree on that? Water? Okay. What about
flower.
What do you offer after the water?
Towel.
Then?
Flower.
See, you're all experts. You're telling me you didn't know how to do it, but you know how. Okay, and then?
Chamara.
And how about, what's the last thing?
Only in the summer.
Okay, there's certain months when we don't use it because it's
cold.
It's the cooling the Lord down, and you don't want to make him cold in the winter, right? Okay, and what's the last thing?
Conch again.
Offer the conch again? What about if it's 3 o'clock in the morning and you're in an apartment? You offer the conch again?
Yeah.
Yeah, as loud as you can. That's your mission, right?
Yeah.
That can help you for your mission goal.
For summer.
Does everybody know the order here? What to offer? Yeah. Does everybody know here know how to say Achmana?
Yeah.
Raise your hand if you don't know how to do Achmana. Raise your hand if you do know how to do Achmana. Well, some devotees didn't raise their hand at all. Okay, so what we'll do, we'll get an artik tray, and then we'll go through the artik. Malini, were you there when we did that mass artik training? We had like 4 or 5 at a time, right? I bought 50 sets of artik paraphernalia in Navadvip when we brought it back, and we had it at somebody's house. So we did. Everyone was offering at one time, and then we'd shift, and then the next would come up off. We should do that again, right?
Yeah.
So we'll have to put the paraphernalia together, and Navadvip, see if we bring it back. And then we'll go to somebody's house where the deity's there, and we can line everybody up, and you can all practice how to do RT. What do you think, Baba? Is that a good plan? Okay. We'll do that. And the other thing we got to learn is cooking, right?
Pizza! I know how to cook pizza.
Yeah. The last time I asked all of you, you said you knew how to make cereal. Someone else said they knew how to make toast.
I make cereal.
So we gotta have some cooking class. And the other thing we got to start doing is y'all got to start giving class.
Oh, yay!
Right? Yeah?
Yeah.
How many of you would like to give a class? I mean, you already started doing it. I saw you did the PowerPoint. So what we'll do, we'll have this Wednesday. How many of you can come on Wednesday?
Maybe.
One time.
Wednesday.
We'll pick one of you on Wednesday.
What's the date?
And we'll give you some time during the Wednesday class. Remember, Malini, we did the 5-minute Gita classes?
12.
We used to have a program on Wednesday nights. At the end of the class, we'd have one person give a 5-minute Bhagavad Gita class. So here, write down what you got to do for the Gita. 5 minutes. Got to be 5 minutes from after that you sing Jai Radha Madhava. Then you have to quote at least one Sanskrit verse to back up what the points you're making. Then you have to give at least one analogy. And everything you say has got to be correct Siddhanta according to Prabhupada's books. Okay? And you start, and it takes 5 minutes to give a class like that. And we don't want you reading stuff off a sheet. You just have to speak. Just to tell what you know. What do you think?
Yes?
Okay, who wants to volunteer for Wednesday?
There was a question.
And you have to answer a question from the audience too afterwards. So who wants to start? Yes? Okay.
I'll start.
You're going to be the first one.
Try.
So we'll put you on Saturday. So you pick a verse that you want to speak from. Okay? So Manisha's going to start off the five-minute Gita thing on... She's brave, right? She volunteered first thing. It's good. That's one thing, when you get a chance, take a risk and step forward. And it's always good, because then when you step into it like that, then you fail forward fast. Because you try it, you make some mistakes, you learn from it, and then you become better the next time. The more reps you get, the better it is. Now, I've already heard a lot of you speaking during the Sankirtan. Like yesterday at Wait. Where's it Wait? Oh, there he is, right there. He was really good. He was telling all different things about the Bhagavatam, and people were very impressed. And the book by Sri Vatsa was stellar also. I really liked he was sharing his realizations. So this is really practical things, you know. And then also, you have to learn how to give a class. So we gotta learn this goal for next year, right? We gotta learn how to do Artik. And we gotta learn how to give a class. Everyone should give a class, right? And then cooking. Gotta at least learn how to make some sandesh. You know, not learn something that where you could use for like the Rajbhog. You know, pizza and stuff you can learn later. But for the Rajbhog, so you can learn how to make a Rajbhog offering.
Like roti?
Roti, yeah. Everyone should learn how to make a roti.
Rice.
And perfect rice. There's a whole section on rice in Jumuna's cookbook. And
really?
We could learn from any of the South Indian devotees here how to make
dosa.
And what else do you want to learn? You got to learn how to make a sweet.
What is
you got to learn how to make sandesh.
Laddus.
Rasgulla. At least a few
prayers. Rasgulla.
You're not going to have any sabjis for the Lord? You're not going to cook the Lord some sabjis? Okay, put it down. And we're going to dal, rice, roti, and one sabji. And a sweet. Five things. Okay? So what's the goal for 2018? You're going to learn how to do Artik, class, and cook. And then we're going to send you out. You're going to start your own center somewhere. We're going to give you 35 rupees and put you on a bus. And then you're going to go and start a center. You can pick whoever you want to go with, and you can go there and just hold kirtan and see if you can start the Hare Krishna movement all over again. What do you think? Balaram's into it. He's fired up. He's smiling. Who are you going to take with you, Balaram? Okay. Now that's a power team. They'll be on the news in the first day. Hare Krishna kids. Doctor, what city are you going to go to? North Dakota. There's nobody in North Dakota.
Me.
Who else wants to go on a bus and start a Hare Krishna movement all over again? You all want to go?
I want to take everybody.
You first have to learn how to do Artik, give a class, and cook, right?
Yeah.
And you already know how to distribute books, so you can go door to door.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I give a double
go
hand.
Go pray, Manande. Alright, so as many of you as possible, come to the Wednesday class. I can put Monisha on in the, near the last part of the class, so there's more devotees there. And then you can tune in too if you're just getting back from school and stuff like that, okay? And does somebody take a picture of all this so that we can save it, okay? You have a question?
You take a picture.
between 6 and 8.
You take a picture.
Okay. 6 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Okay.
Move now. I'm gonna take a picture.
Corpore Menende.
Haribo!
Itai Goda Haribo.
Natchery Armarman, Natchery Armarman, Natchery Armarman, Natchery Armarman, hey, Natchery Armarman, Natchery Armarman, Natchery Armarman, Natchery Armarman.